Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Anne-Marie, welcome to another Listener Into Lead tip. This is tip number 3. Now, as I mentioned in tip number 2, I started my first co-hosted podcast back in 2008 when I worked in the career industry. And while my colleague and I produced the show for 2 years, made great connection with career experts who guested on the show, we built a global audience. All of that aside, what we struggled with was generating business, getting clients from our podcast. So we ended up having to stop production. So I'm sharing everything that I learned through trial and error so that you can avoid the same mistakes that we made if you're thinking of starting a podcast, or maybe you've started a podcast already and you're struggling to generate leads and clients from your podcast. Hopefully you'll be able to identify what you need to be doing instead so that you can start generating the results you'd hope for and not have to stop production like my co-host and I did. Now, the third mistake was that we compared our podcast to mainstream radio. It was the only thing that we could compare it to. Radio has an audience of people who love listening to audio. Podcast is audio content, pretty much. It was back then anyway, in 2008. So podcasts are similar to radio, right? It makes sense. We couldn't have been more wrong. In fact, when my co-host and I hired mentors to help us monetize our podcast, many of them had come from mainstream radio. And as we know, mainstream radio monetized their shows with advertising and sponsorships. Now, one of the things that we didn't realize back then, which is something that I've come to realize now after the many podcasts that I've hosted and produced for my own podcast network and for my clients and things that I've observed, the audience that we create, the incredible value of possibly a smaller audience, yet more niched. And that highly niched audience can often be highly engaged if you get the right things in place, and how with a smaller, highly niched audience, you're far better off monetizing your own message before you monetize someone else's, especially if you are a coach or a consultant, a service-based business who wants to leverage your podcast as a way to generate leads and ultimately clients for your business. Now, I realized this years later after launching one of my podcasts, Women in Leadership. And now, of course, this is what I teach and I help clients with, monetizing their podcast with their own message, being able to nurture listeners into leads versus monetizing your podcast with sponsors and advertisers. You know, a podcast audience is far different from mainstream radio audience. As I said in one of the other tips, often in mainstream radio, people are listening because they want to be entertained. They might like the radio personality. And whilst you can capture that on your podcast and build an audience who just love what you stand for and who you are, your mannerisms, personality, charisma, and in fact, I really encourage you to continue working on that, they're listening to your podcast because they're interested in the topic that you are sharing, whether you're sharing that yourself or whether you're inviting a guest to share. And so they're listening to that topic because they want to learn something. They're interested in it, or they may have a challenge or a problem they want to overcome. Then they resonate with you as the host, your style, your persona, and then they may go and listen to another episode and then another episode. And before long, they might have subscribed and binge listening to all of your podcast episodes. That's typically what some of my VIP clients have said. They started off listening to one show, then another, they've subscribed, and then before long, they've binge listened to the whole episodes. But the thing that they don't like, and this is why I want to go back to this whole monetization of sponsorships and advertising, they do not like being bombarded with sales messages, especially if the product or the service that you are promoting on your podcast has absolutely no relevance to them whatsoever. As a business owner, as a coach, and a consultant with expertise that your ideal client needs, do not break the rapport. Do not diminish the know, like, and trust that you've been building with your audience, because all of a sudden, randomly, you've got this ad or maybe ad stacking where you put a number of different ads throughout your podcast, because you will lose the attention of your podcast audience. That's one of the things that I have heard over and over again from people and even my clients who are also avid podcast listeners. They don't like ads. They see through them because, you know, mainstream radio and even TV, the ads that we're constantly bombarded with, we know those hosts that are doing those reading ads. They have no real use of what they're advertising, and we know that they've been paid to say that. And so we don't want your podcast audience to assume that this is what you are doing. You're only sharing something because you're getting paid for it. Realize that their podcast audience is not like mainstream radio audience, especially if you're in business starting a podcast on a specific topic or area that you know your ideal client wants to learn more about. Make sure you have the right strategy in place. Become go-to, that host that is recommended, the host versus just lots of different hosts, because of the integrity and the consistency of the message that you are speaking that's targeting a highly niched, highly engaged community of your ideal clients who eventually will become clients. So just to recap, a podcast is not like mainstream radio. So hope that tip was helpful. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hoped for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.